We are learning the Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting around 16 lines from the bottom of Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Akasha on Rav Nachman. We just said that this Braisa that says when you have a loss of wine because the barrel was breaking, and it was Tamei, and it was Tevel still, you have to take off Chuma. So it says, you let it take off. If you take off chuma, it works. It works the chuma. And the Gemara's kasha is lechayra. There's a hefsid there. So the Gemara answer is because yochel lahatzel aydei etchak, because you have ekel beis bad over there. It's not so bad. But the Gemara asks the lechayra if it's nisgalsa. What's the use? If it was galsa, it means it got uncovered, broken or uncovered. If it was uncovered, there's no use with it. So here, if in a case where it's nisgalsa, hey, let him make it into truma. L'chayra there, it's a complete loss. You can't even use it. You can't use it for zilup. You can't use it for drinking. So the Gemara says, you could do it with misananas. So it means pshat in this price that it says that you're allowed to make a truma means you're using the etza of misananas, which means you're sifting the water, basically, and you're keeping the eres, the poison, on tap. So we're saying this Mishnah is the shita of Rabbi Nechemya. So Gemara is a kasha. If it's Rabbi Nechemya, we have a different problem. So Gemara asks this, Rav Nechemya metame atame mitarminon, if it's going to Rav Nechemya, how are you allowed to take off truma from tame on tame? Rav Tailand in a brisa, the Tanakhama holds, tame min atame ala tame, you could take off truma, this is all talking about trumas meiser, you could do trumas meiser from, trumas meiser basically means a levi who gets meiser rishon, he has to take 10% and give it to the kohen. So tame min atame ala tame, he gets his maisa rishon gets his tamei. He's allowed to take off chuma tamei minat tamei. Minat tar al tar. If it's tar al tar also, minat tar al tamei. He's allowed to take off from tar peiros on the tamei. Avaloi minat tamei al tar. He can't take from tamei al tar. Why? Because there he's downgrading. There he's taking minat tamei al tar. His maisa rishon he got his tar and it'll be roy to a kohen. And now he's taking off Chumas Meiser, which is Tamei. So it's Hefsid of the Kayin, and it's also Minahara ala Yafa, from the bad on the good, and therefore, you're not allowed to do that. Rav Nechem Yoimer, Af Minah Tamei ala Tamei. Lo Yitiru Litter Mel Vashel Dmai. Rav Nechem Yoimer, you're never allowed to take off Tamei on Tamei, because you're not allowed to give a Kayin Chuma that's Tamei, because you're causing him not to be able to eat it. And always has to be tar. So how can we say that this price is Rav Nechem? You have a chlal, you're not allowed to do such a chuma because it's tamei. Forget about the problem of niskalso when it was broken. The stamas are, it's tamei. You can't take off chumas mice if there's something that's tamei. So to Gemara, Hachanai Mishal Demai. He said that you're allowed to do it by Demai. Demai was only chuma derabanon. It's only a chiv to take off chumas mice or midderabanon. The whole mice region on Demai. It's only midderabanon. So on that, you could take off Chumas Maisi, even without Tamei Al Tar, since, well, Tamei Al Tamei at least, that's for sure, because since the whole thing is Demai, therefore more Makel, because it's really Reiv Am Aretz Am Asrim, and therefore more Makel on Demai. Omamar. It said, that, again, the case was that you had here a barrel of wine, a barrel of oil, and the thing was breaking. It was Tamei, and you saw one of them was breaking or was getting the scalp, so it was uncovered and a snake could put some poison in it. And he says, this would be Chumas Meiser on the rest, on the other nine. The halacha is, by wine, it works. By Shemen, you're not allowed to do that because Hefsid Kayin. And we said the difference is, because by wine, there it's not such a big loss to the Kayin, even if it lands up breaking, or it's still only dripping out slowly. And by the scalp, so you could use it in Sinanis. And anyway, it wasn't drinkable because it was Tamei. The whole shower was Zilof. We said it's not such a big loss. Mashenken Shemen, we said it's a big loss. Why? Because there you use it, there is Shemen, it's still, even if it's Tamei, it still has its regular use. You can use it for lighting, for fuel. And since you can use it for fuel, it has its regular use. So therefore, there it's a bigger loss. So if you start making something that's breaking your truma, it's not right because right away it gets destroyed. So you're giving the coin a big loss. So Amar Shemel Yaskei Meres Hefsekayin Ma'ishna Shemel Deroy LaHadlik. Shemel was saying it's a big loss. Why? He could use it for hadlaka. He could use it for lighting purposes. Yainami Roy LaZiluf. He could use it for Ziluf. So here Ziluf also has a value. And we're saying we don't care if it gets lost. You know, if it has a possibility, a potential to get lost, V'chitem zilof lav milsi. Maybe you tell me zilof is not such a big deal. Wine as a drink is much more expensive, is much more worth it than zilof. Zilof is not a big deal, but it's not true. V'amar Shmuel v'shem Rabbi Chiya shoysim melug besela u'mazalfim melug mishdayim. That you pay up to a sela for, let's say in a case where you pay up to a sela for a lug of drinking wine, to mazalf you pay two sela, because zilof is worth even more value than drinking. So it's a pella. We're saying over here that here, remember, the thing is tummy. It's not drinkable. And we're saying it's about to break. And it's about to break and it's dripping out slowly. And you want to make it truma. So we said shemen you can't because you make it truma, then it drips out, it's not right. But by yayin you could, because even if it drips out, it's a small loss. What do you mean? Zilof is a big loss. Zilof is worth even more than drinking. So we have new wine. New wine, we have four ferments, does not give off such a good aroma. And there's no then zilof on new wine. But still, the kohen can bring it home and let it age a little bit. But royally ashnoi, and for the gemara, no, the kohen doesn't want to. There's not allowed to take that home and let it sit and age because he might come to drink it, and it was tamei. Also, be'al de'takala. So therefore, you can't let it age. For the gemara, what do you think shaman's going to do with? He's also putting it, leaving it for fuel. He doesn't use it all one day. He uses it over the weeks for fuel. So they also, what happened to takala over there? They might come to drink it and use it in the salad. Shemanami ispe lidei takala. And for the gemara, the marach klimaos. You put it into a disgusting kli. There's no chance he'll use it for food. He'll only use it for fuel. For the gemara, yainai marach klimaos. So do the same thing with wine. So MR answers, no, you can't do that. Why? Because hashtol zilof kabayale, you need it for zilof, which makes a good aroma, but klimaos kamarachle, you don't put it into a klimaos. It will lose its whole potency to be used for zilof because it's in a klimaos, and therefore there's no eitzah. So the bottom line is that shemen, no matter what, if it's tameh, you have an eitzah, and you keep it around, you put it in a klimaos, no problem at the kala. But wine, here, we're talking about new wine, therefore, zilof wasn't so worth it to do with it, and you couldn't keep it around because the shalaf takala. So therefore, by wine, if you make a chuma, it's nishkeferlech, because even if it has the potential to get lost, it's not such a big loss to the kayin. Dr. Marav takala adds with tanoim. You know, this idea of takala is machlekes tanoim. Tanoim to the brisa, chavis shal yayin shal chuma shenit meis. You have a chavis of wine, of chuma, that became tame. So what do you do with it? Could you save it for zilof or not? That's the question. You spill the whole thing out. On top of that, kufta zayin rav. You spill out the whole thing. But you still oimrim tasa zilof. You can do zilof with it. So it's machlokes. When you do zilof, you keep it around also. So Beshami says, if it comes tamei, you right away spill it out. Why do you spill it out right away? Because you don't want wine sitting around because you might come to drink it. You have to spill it out right away. Beshami says, no, I can use it for zilof. I'm not worried about that kala. So it's machlokes Beshami Beshillel if we're worried about that kala. And it would come out really that if it's Tanoi, it comes out that we're saying the price before is going a little bit like that. But on the Yama, okay, it's a good question. But Akaponim, in any case, here we have a Chalik Nisham Yisil. Om Rav Yishmol Rav Yisi, Ani Achriya Bebayis Tasa Ziluf, Uvesoda Teshofech. So I'll make a Achra between Yisham and Yisil. That in the Bayis, if you have it sitting in the Bayis already, then do Ziluf. But if it's in the Sada and I got to bring it in, this Truma Tamei is in the Sada, I got to bring it in, there to Shafech. Shafech, let's spill it out. Why? Because we're worried you come to drink it the time it makes it into the house. If it's in the house already, then you keep it around for Zilof, because you're going to use it right now. But if it's in the field, you have to bring it in still, there we're worried that you're going to, you're going to come to drink it. Ikadam, a different Achra. But Yashon, if it's already aged Tasa Zilof, then you can save it for Zilof, because it's ready made for Zilof already. Because you're going to have to let it age and you might come to drink with it. So Rav Shmuel makes Achra. Usually we pass like the third sheet in the Machria. But Amuloi, Ein Achra Shish Machras. This type of Achra does not work. Why not? Rashi Tosfos is supposed to explain. The reason why this Achra doesn't work is Achra only means if Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would speak out, let's say Beis Shammai would say, Teshofech HaKol Bein Bebayis Bein Besada. And Beis Hillel Roimim Tasa Zilof Bein Bebayis Bein Besada. If you said it that way, and then Rabbi Shmuel says, Besada I hold like this, and but like I hold like Beis Shammai, and Bebayis hold Beis Hillel. So there will be Achros Lishas. Why? Because in each category we have two Mandi Amrim. We have, if he says, I hold like Beis Shammai, Besada means in the Sada, Beis Shammai holds that you have to Teshofech, and Rabbi Shmuel holds like that. And if he said, Bebayis Tasa Zilof, so we have Beis Hillel and Rav Shmuel. But here, they never spoke out Bebayis Tasada. They never spoke anything about it. So therefore, it's not called Achra Shlishis. That's what Rashi says. If you look at Rashi, the second Rashi on the top, Tam Atzvah to Omer, Loi Kedivri Echemhem, Shastayim Loi Eskiru Bayis Vesoda, Vehechi Domi Achro, Gagoin, Yehav Atoni, Vesham Rem, Bein Betum, Mei Nitmes Vabayis, Bein Vesoda, Tashaf HaKakol, Vesin Lorem, Bein Bayis Vesoda, Tashaf Zilof, then it will be Achro Shlishis, but since it didn't mention anything about it, then no Shaykh is to Achro Shlishis. Zog to Gemara Vaita. It said in our Mishnah, that if someone is walking down the block, and he sees a guy coming with his jug of devash, which is more expensive, and it has a crack in it, and he himself, with his own idea, he spills out the wine, and he's matzal the devash. And he saves the devash, loch is, he only gets the money for his services. He's not getting money for his wine that he spilled out. He's not getting money for that. But if he speaks out that, I'll save a few, but you're going to have to pay me for my wine. He says, yes, chayiv litlo, then you have to give him, the bal hadvash has to pay for the wine. And we had a similar thing with a chamar, that there was two people had donkeys, they both got caught in a storm surge, and the halacha is that if he saves the friend's chamar, which is more expensive, he only gets the money for his services, he doesn't get money for his own chamar. But if he says, I'll save your chamar, but you have to pay for my chamar, he says yes, the halacha is he has to pay. Why can't the guy who's losing his dvash or losing his chamar tell his friend, you know, I was just joking when I said I'll pay for your thing. I never had it sound like that. And I'll bring you a raya, you can say that. A guy is running away from jail and he gets to the ferry. And this ferry charges usually 10 bucks a head. But here, he wants to leave right now. He doesn't want to wait till it fills up. So he says to the guy, I'm going to give you 300 bucks to get me across. Instead of $10, $300. Well, this is my virus, the fun of. I'm like, whole dinner. Dinner's a big amount of money. Vavaruni, bring me across the water. The halacha is, ain le'el eschara. He only gets 10. He only gets 10 bucks, not 300 bucks. Why? I'm le'el eschatene bach. When I told you I'm going to give you that, I was joking with you. Hakanami, le'el eschatene bach. Let the guy say, I was joking when I said I'd pay for your wine. I was like scared I'm going to lose my things. So I just said I'm going to pay for it. Why don't we say, meschatene bach, just like over there? So Mara says, no, it's not doing it to that case. It says in the same sefer of that lacha of esurim, "Amar loy toil dinner zebescharcha. Take this dinner bescharcha of everyone that we cross. Nois leschar mshalom. What's the difference? Why do you pay him a full dinner? Ma'is no raised no ma'is no sefer. Omer vachama b'tzayid hashoyl adogim na'yam. The safest one in a case where the guy is a fisherman, and if he takes you across the water, he's going to lose fish. V'am alei afzunim kaver b'zuzi." You made me lose money here by taking you across. So since it's a direct loss, there's no mashatani bach. Which means like this. In the first case, it's not a direct loss. You have no idea how many guys would have came into the ferry. So there, when I tell you I'll pay you a dinner, so there, and I'm just joking with you, it's not serious. But if there's a direct loss, for example, the guy's a fisherman, he's fishing fish right now. I say, stop fishing fish and take me across. There, if I say to pay a dinner, there it's not mashatani bach, there it's real. And here also, if I'm telling you, yes, spill out your wine so you catch my dvash, it's a vadai hefsid, then it's not mashatani bach when I pay for you. Rashi's lashon is hefsid nikka. Rashi says, v'hainu b'schar chazog rashi d'afsid afsid. I don't know how I'm told him to b'schar sh'atam afsid kan, v'tavruni noisim loy oisai schar mishalim, give full schar, u'mesnisim nami revsida nikka. The hefsida is nikka. It's clear what the hefsid is there when I say I'm going to pay for it, it's very clear, and there. Therefore, it's no mashat ani bach. I'm not joking with you when I tell you that I'm going to pay you for it. So the Gemara Vayta says the second case of the Mishnah, Shotav Nar Chamoyroi v'Chamor Chaveiroi, Shloyaf Amana, and says they're the same halacha. Now, we have two halachas with exact same halachas. The first thing is the case with Yayin and the Dvash. The second case is the two Chamorim, two donkeys. Why do you need two cases for? So the Gemara explains, V'tricha, if you told me the first case, there we understand that if I speak out, I'm going to pay for your wine, you have to pay. Why? Because there, I'm clearly spilling out my wine to take your dvash, so it's a clear biyadayim digahefsid. I'm doing this for you, you've got to pay for me. Maybe here, I didn't cause the loss of your chamar. The water caused the loss of your donkey. Hey, you didn't have time to save it because you're saving mine. That's not a direct hezek, so maybe there's no din. You would say maybe mishatani bach. You would say maybe I don't have to pay for you. V'yashvin sefer hachu devistama. When you don't say anything, ain le'el eschari. You only get money for your services. You don't get money for the donkey. So the meila because it got lost in the meila. V'hasam maybe in the first case, even if you don't speak it out, I have to pay for your wine. Why? To be a dime. There you spill it out, be a dime for me. Therefore, we need both cases in the Mishnah. What happens if he makes up with the fellow that I'm going to spill out my wine for you, and you got to pay for my wine? I'm like, we're going to save you the dvash now. Or the case of the chamar, same thing. L'maisa, what happened was, this is more the case is more the gay by a chamar. They have two chamarim, got caught in the flood, and he says, you know, we're going to save your chamar, the more expensive donkey. We're going to save the Lamborghini and leave the Camry here. And l'maisa, for some reason, the chamar, his chamar came up, they were saved by itself. The chamar was saved. So now, do you owe me money for my chamar? Because the ma'aseh made up and paid for my chamar. My chamar was a lost case. And now that it came here, it's like my ischus. I was zeichetid, like my hefker. Or do you say, no, the ma'aseh, I'm only planned on paying you if you lose your thing. That's a shiloh. The ma'aseh, his own chamar made it out by itself. Mao. Amalei, he said, the halacha is, Mishmaya rechim olah. Mishmayim, they had a rachmanos on you and they gave you a present. You get your money for your chamar, because that's what you made up. And you were ready to lose your chamar, and tzkilu you lost it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a present. They gave you a new one, because Be'etzim was dead already. Like Eilu died. And I bring you an example, a similar example. Rav Safra was going together with a big caravan. And when everyone goes on a caravan, they're all responsible for all type of damages. And what happened was, there was a lion following them the whole time. So they made up, every person in the Shiara, there was hundreds of people in the Shiara, everyone gives a donkey every hour. So they give a donkey, threw a donkey at the lion, let the lion eat that donkey. Lavinu ari kol laila, the whole night. So koshodale chamra de chamenayu, every hour someone threw a chamra, a donkey of one of those. The ka'achal and the behemah ate, and the ari, the lion ate it. Kimatizim, Rav Safra, on Safra's turn, it was 4 a.m., Rav Safra's turn to throw the chamar. He throws his chamar, and the lion does not eat it. Called him Rav Safra Zachaba. Rav Safra went back and went zaych in it. So you see that the in such a case we say Meshemayim Rachimu Olah, because you see over here that even though you could say like, maybe he's still mechuyev to give a chamar, he didn't give a chamar yet. Lamaisa. So the Torah says no, he gave a chamar. Okay, they didn't eat it, so he takes it back.
Can anybody else take it also? Can anybody else take it?
It could be. That's what Gemara sounds like, because he says called Rav Safra Zachaba. Gemara asked the Kasha. Gemara asked right now. Why does he have to be zeichen it? Even though he's mafkered, adaita the ari mafkered. He was only mafkered for the ari. Adaita kuli amalei afkered. He was not mafkered for everyone else. Why did he have to go grab it first? He still don't want to have a fight, so he took it right away. But it's the rashi shliyir b'davar. But Lamai said, really, he didn't even have to do that. But in any case, you still have the same raya. Because the raya is, he should be mechuyev to give the chamar for the next hour. He didn't give it yet. No, Teresa, it's called giving. It's called giving. It's Meshmaim Rachim Olah.
Case of Mishnah.
Yeah.
Case of Mishnah.
No, our case, right. There you could. Because there, you were mafkir to heaven, you mafkir to Ibud. Here, it could be not. It could be it's different. That here, it's not mamish. Here, you're only throwing it to the chamar, to the ari, because the ari was with you, and you knew what was going on here, so it's different than that case. In any case, lemaisa, the halacha will be is that let's say they speak out, the Melech Chazanish speaks this out, that let's say the ari didn't eat this chamar because he wasn't hungry, because he had all the other chamar already, he was full from other ones, then halacha is he would have to do it the next hour. Because here, it's not because Mishmaim Rachim Olah, it's because everyone else gave him chamars already. So then, that will be the difference, and that will be the halacha, he would have to do it again in such a case.